Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Well, the weather's fine. Nah, it's not perfect. It's not gorgeous and sunny like it usually is, but it looks weird to say that July is over. And the next time that...
Isn't it so weird? Oh, my gosh.
So that means it's okay. School's going to start really soon. Everybody, don't panic just yet. But the...
Relax.
The school lists are coming out. The fair is getting ready to start. Heck, it's going to start here in about 30 minutes. And we know that's signifying the end of summertime. But you still have some summer stuff going on at Ivy Tech.
Well, classes are kind of ending this week for the summer.
That's right. Right. Our summer classes actually technically end tomorrow. So just winding all that down. I know lots of people scheduled to take some finals and all that good stuff. And then we have a little bit of a break. Faculty get to go off for a little while. But we'll be open, helping students get enrolled and all that good stuff, and back up in August.
Jenny, you had three people that got well-deserved promotions, new titles, that kind of thing. Talk about them. They're really neat
people.
Sure,
great. Awesome. They really are. And, you know, I've talked a little bit about it before. It's, the college has gone through a bit of a restructure, and it didn't mean a lot to Bloomington, because Bloomington is a single campus. You know, we serve multiple counties and all that good stuff, but we weren't a merged region and all those different things. So what we were able to do was, for many years, I did not have a vice chancellor for academic affairs. And I did that intentionally because that was not my strong suit on the academic side. I've always been on the student side of the house. And as chancellor, I wanted to learn more about the academic side of the house. And so I worked very, very closely with the deans. And now we have promoted one of those deans, and that's Larry Swofford. You've talked to him multiple times on the radio. And Dr. Larry Swofford is appointed as vice chancellor for academic affairs. He'll also hold the title of dean for the School of Health Sciences. But, Larry's great. He's run all those health sciences programs. He started in February of 2006, and just awesome. And you've also heard Sam DeWeese, Dr. Sam DeWeese. He's vice chancellor now of student success. So what the college did was take student affairs side of the house and broke it in two. One for student success, focusing only on that, and the other is for enrollment. And so Dr. Sam DeWeese will take the role of the vice chancellor for student success. And somebody you may not have heard, and she's not been on the radio, but if she's listening, she's going to be, is Jessica Strunk. She's awesome. She is our vice chancellor for enrollment services. And Jessica Strunk started with us in 2004, and she was my work study when I was the registrar.
Wow.
And just is a young woman that we've seen progress so well in her career, and she's just amazing. And so she can talk the talk with the students. She's been there. And she's received multiple degrees, and she'll be our vice chancellor for enrollment services. I know I talked a lot about that, but all of those three people deserve amazing congratulations from everybody. So it's awesome.
Tomorrow you're graduating a group of people that neither Mike nor I had an opportunity to properly vet.
They're
massage therapy people, and Mike, they had the free therapy for massages, and neither of us were able to take advantage of that.
That's too bad, but it's good to know that they are certified and on their way.
That's right. That's right. And we'll be back open in the fall, so you guys sign up. So it's free therapeutic massages from our students. We saw our very first group, and I'll go back to Larry Swofford. He brought this program on. Wanted to do that because of the need in the community. We've heard from many of our community partners, industry partners that need this program. And so it's our first therapeutic massage group. We'll graduate tomorrow. And tomorrow we will announce the name of our clinic. So our clinic is free, open to the public. And if you want to know more about that and get signed up, you can give us a call.
Now, Mike and I have both vetted the culinary program by coming out and taking part in it. When does the culinary program
get
started for that?
Yeah, Yellowwood, which is awesome, the culinary program. That starts about the second or third week into the semester. So 1st of September and somewhere in there, because they like to start the class, and then they kind of get started with some of the curriculum, and then they open the culinary space for lunches. And so that's $15. And we take reservations, and it's a full course. We've talked about it many times. Five-course meal. It's pretty incredible.
Now, one of the things that's going on is the Bloomington graduate has been named an outstanding alumna.
Yeah, so, you know, every year we have an alum of the year, and next week, actually, during State Board of Trustee meetings in Kokomo, we'll have one evening next Wednesday, we'll have an evening event to honor all of our alums from across the state. And our alum is Anna Wygand. She's a clinical director of labor and delivery at IU Health Bloomington Hospital. And she was our student, which is pretty cool. I remember her as an LPN and then an RN. She was the practical nursing outstanding student in 2010. She was in our Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society. She's a member of multiple associations for her area of study, and we're just super proud of her. And she's currently serving as a board chair of the United Way of Monroe County and, you know, very active in the community. Again, a graduate, our graduates. Stay here. They work here. They participate in our community. And congratulations to Anna Wygand.
The thing, by the way, we're talking with Jenny Vaughn, who is the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And I wasn't too familiar with this. The Circle of Ivy membership expansion for grant money for faculty. Talk about that. That's kind of interesting.
Right. It's pretty cool. And it's actually grant money for faculty and staff who want to apply for a specific grant, but the Women in Philanthropy group, it's about a two-year program, so it's women who join a group. So it's a statewide program through the foundation, and every campus has its own Circle of Ivy. And so last year, we raised almost $7,000, and we were able to fund five different projects, and most of them were for faculty, but some were for some unique equipment that we needed that was not part of our, you know, nobody had asked for it, but there was a need out there. And so one of the lab techs said, hey, I really need this. And so we were able to fund that for her. But this year, our group is gearing up again. And right now we have close to just over $14,000. So we've doubled our money. And we're going to be able to give all of it. Whatever we raise in a given year, we give it all away in grants to our faculty and staff that want to do different things. So super excited. If there's any females out there or spouses out there that want to join us, please do so. We'd love to have you be part of the Circle of Ivy.
The other thing that people aren't aware is that Ivy Tech Bloomington has an international aspect to it, and we kind of have interesting news there. Talk about that.
Well, you know, we've had international students for, you know, I've been with the college almost 20 years this year, and we have a strong international student body every year about 100 new students from across the world join our campus. And we love to have them on our campus. And Ben Grimwood runs that program for us locally, but he's also in charge of it statewide. And we have a brand new international student. Her name is Lynn Lapti. She's a 20-year-old student from Ghana. And she actually had gone to Michigan and wanted to join her sister. Her sister graduated with us last year in paralegal studies, and it was her sister that said, hey, come to Indiana, come to Ivy Tech, because you're going to feel, you know, really welcomed here and have a more personalized learning experience and all of that good stuff. So we welcome her, and we're excited to have her on our campus, and I get to meet her, I think, here in a couple weeks. So, yeah, our international students are awesome. Sometimes they're siblings of people that are over at IU or friends, or they heard about IU, but they wanted something a little bit smaller. And so we have a very robust international student body.
Yeah, when she graduates, she'll be Ghana. Absolutely right.
Wait a second.
I do the morning show here. What the heck is going on?
Don't forget to tip the waiter.
Try the veal. It's excellent.
Hey, the other thing that with classes ending now this week, that means that enrollment's well underway for the fall semester.
That's right, and I'll mention a couple of things. We're always open. We're open late hours. We're open on Saturday, August 5th, for Express Enrollment Day to get people registered, finalize your financial aid, go get your books. We will be at the Monroe County Fair on the 1st of August. There's a free activities day.
Let me interrupt. What's you. That? Tell Mike about the neat things you're going to be doing at the Monroe County Fair.
What are you frying?
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
We're not serving food, but wait till you hear about this.
All of our faculty are just so awesome, and our recruitment and admissions team, and they're teaming up together. We're going to have demonstrations on our 3D printer from the Dean of the School of Technology. We'll have virtual reality goggles from the department chair from the School of Information Technology. We'll have a respiratory system that demonstrates inflating lungs and things like that. So, and we'll also have some fatal vision impairment simulation goggles from our dean of the School of Liberal Arts and Sciences. So lots of activities for people to say, see what we can do on our campus. And
now, where will you be at the fair?
I'm not really sure. I think we're right. I'm really not sure, but it's the free activities day.
Okay.
So I'll have to get that.
Well, we'll find you. We will track you down. There's no doubt about
right.
that. Well, I just have to tell.
Next week is already the first. It's like Tuesday.
That's right. Get you up and
can't
rolling.
Believe it.
RBB's back to school on Thursday the 3rd. MCCSE's back on the 9th. So everything's going to start falling into place here. If you want more information, we've been telling people all morning long, go to MonroeCountyFairgrounds.in and you can find all the information. I was just looking if you were going to be in air condition or non-air condition. You know the important stuff.
We're in air conditioning.
There we go. So that's probably the commercial building.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Well, we hope so anyway. So that'll be great.
All right. Great job as always. We'll see you out there on Tuesday for the big, that's the first, correct, Keith?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday,
right.
August
right.
1st. And the fair obviously gets started with some 4-H stuff this morning and runs through August 5th. So we'll be talking about that here for the next week and a half or so. And we thank you for your time this morning. Enjoy, by the way, the awesome. Weather this weekend is perfect. And
I can't wait.
And hopefully that continues into the fair. It looks good on Monday and Tuesday of next week as well before it warms up a little bit. So we'll be watching the skies as well. Have a great weekend, Jenny. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. You too.